At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com today for limited time offers.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This is the Annie Fry Show.
Further toward the Vienna model, we'll have to go beyond the market. We can establish community land trusts to gradually buy up housing on the private market and convert it to community ownership. We can give tenants a right of first refusal to buy out their landlords when buildings go up for sale. And we can fully commit to a new era of social housing, ending subsidies for luxury housing development and using our wealth to build beautiful, high-quality social housing projects that offer good homes and strong communities to everyone. We won't decommodify housing overnight, but we know what we have to do, and we have history to guide us.
That is New York City mayor candidate officially for the Democrat Party as of today. When people tell you who they are, it's important to listen to them. And we've been listening to this candidate who's a socialist say who he is for quite some time. Let's get to Harris Faulkner. So great to have her back on the show. She is the author of the number one New York Times bestseller, Faith Still Moves Mountains, and of course, the anchor and host of the Faulkner Focus and Outnumbered on Fox News. Harris, welcome back. Good to have you here.
Well, hello, Annie. It's great to talk with you. It has been a huge day of news. I know you're talking about Zoran Mamdani here in New York City. The president even had a word or two for him in the last couple of days. And again today, basically, New Yorkers, beware. He's a communist. I mean, these are the words that the president of the United States are using. And of course, New York is his home. So he feels a certain kind of way about it. But I don't know who really wants communism in New York City, where stuff is already put into the hands of so many people who are not here legally and have committed further crimes. I mean, we know we have thousands of unvetted criminals amongst us. Yes, they came across the border illegally, but then they furthered that by committing other types of crimes. We know we have thousands of them. We learned that under Mayor Eric Adams earlier in his term under former President Joe Biden. So that, what I call an invasion of illegal aliens who still are committing crimes, it's untenable for us to take. But for this guy, Mamdani, to say if he were mayor, what he would do is kind of rich. Because had he stayed an assemblyman for New York City, he might have been able to do some of the things he's pitching. I don't know if he read the job requirements for mayor.
Yeah, well, that's an interesting thing for people to follow. As he has become the official Democratic nominee, we're here in the heartland of the country, St. Louis, Missouri. We've got a blue state across the river, just like you're in New Jersey. I live in Illinois, a red state in Missouri. And so I'm looking at a socialist running for mayor in New York City who seems to be the front runner. I'm curious if you think that this is important for people in St. Louis, Missouri, here in the Midwest to be following.
Well, I mean, I don't know the texture of the politics there as much as I did when I lived in the state, just north of there, obviously, Kansas City. But I will say the texture of the policies and politics for Americans across the country is they don't want this. Mm-hmm. They could have had far left policies from Kamala Harris. They said as a nation, majority, popularity vote in all seven battleground states, that that's not the life they want. They don't want Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and Ilhan Omar and Bernie Sanders. They don't want that. They've had opportunities to express on a national level because either those people have run for president or they're sniffing it out now, like AOC. The country's already decided upon that. So if you're in St. Louis or anywhere else, you need to pay attention to New York City. Technically, for the Democratic Party, Annie, this is not about far-left socialist communistic policies. This is about them figuring out how to win. And if this is what it takes, they will jump on this bandwagon. And all those moderates I keep hearing, and whatever happened to the Blue Dog Democrats and all of that, they couldn't win across the board.
Yeah.
They couldn't win, and they couldn't win the White House even when votes were usurped. The people were usurped. Those Democratic voters were not consulted and asked, would you prefer Kamala Harris over an aging, out-of-touch Joe Biden or an open primary? They were never given that choice. It was taken from them by the elites in the party, those people who think that when they can run the DNC and the, you know, and those programs that collect money and funding, that they get to make all the decisions. So it's tough. I don't think that this guy is popular across the country. I'm not even certain he's popular here in New York. He only won, and he won by 13% in this particular category. He only won over the richest people in New York, which means I don't know if their guilt needs to be assuaged. I have no idea what's going on there. Some of them are young, rich tech, that sort of thing. Those are the demographics that we're learning. The lower income went to Andrew Cuomo by 13%. So it's interesting. The spectrum spanned, it was divided, and many of the middle income, yeah, they were kind of split too. Maybe a few broke for Mamdani on issues of far left politics, like anti-Semitism. I hate to say it, there are 1.3 million Jews in New York City. It's the largest population outside of Israel is in this state of New York. So I don't get it. But yeah, he didn't win with the people he's preaching the free stuff to. And I find that to be because the other stuff that he's about doesn't appeal to him. They have more reason to vote than the people in the other categories necessarily based on what he's saying. Mm-hmm. You don't know how the general is going to look for the city. I think if they can get the independent out of the race or not let Andrew Cuomo run as an independent, and you know the Democrats can pull that stuff because they did it with Biden and Kamala, maybe Eric Adams has a shot as an independent. I don't know. What do you think?
You know, I think that it's going to be an incredible study for all of America to see how this unfolds. I don't know that we're going to have a straight up socialist identifying themselves as a run for mayor here in St. Louis, but it is a very far left leaning blue city, certainly in a very red state.
Redder than Chicago?
In Missouri, yes. And you know, Illinois is a red state with a very blue Cook County. I don't know if you have ever heard the statistic, but a statewide candidate in Illinois can win the Republican nomination and actually win the statewide if they win 20% of Cook County. And I'm pulling hard for Gianna Caldwell to run for Senate here. I would hate to take him away from Fox News, but I want him bad.
I love that.
I want to ask you, I heard a guest that you had on Outnumbered this week talk about how people were talking to Andrew Cuomo, like, why are we hearing about Mamdani in the news all the time? And he said the Democrat Party is a mess. There's basically no leadership there. So we've seen the Democrat Party fall apart. But I'm looking at Donald Trump every day. You cover this, you know, for millions of people every day. But Donald Trump is stacking up the wins, and we're not even 6 months in. How do you feel that Donald Trump has transformed what it means to identify as a Republican in this country?
I'm going to break it down the way I did for Democrats. We want to win.
Simple.
The nation wants to win. They didn't see any wins with Biden. They saw at 9.1% inflation. Oh, my goodness. We were in a category we hadn't been in before without some sort of catastrophe falling. Oh, well, there was one. A man who was to the point where he was almost non-sentient most of the time he spent in public. But look, it all hinges on the same thing. Americans want someone who can deliver. American voters voted for someone who can deliver. And he's got to deliver. He doesn't have a choice either. I mean, it's not like President Trump is stacking wins because he's been losing. He's doing it because he's doing one right after the other. You've got to get them and then roll. Today, during Outnumbered, so during the noon hour Eastern, we made the announcement that the official recount of the Mamdani vote against Cuomo was given and that he did, in fact, officially win. They had to do that because Mondani won with fewer than 50%. So that was baked in. But again, he gets a win. He gets a headline for the day. You see what I'm going with this? Mm-hmm. Trump keeps getting a headline. He knows that the big, beautiful bill is probably on schedule to pass after 25 hours. They had to do it at some point today, right? So he knew that. He knew the optics would be on the ground in Florida at Alligator Alcatraz with a very popular governor, Ron DeSantis, who led on the issue just like the president did on illegal immigration. He was the governor who sent the first people northeast to Martha's Vineyard. He got that conversation started by, well, why don't the rich people want to pay for these people? I gave them a chance. Well, he's doing it again. The president's with him. He took his DHS secretary, Kristi Noem, with him. They had so many pop-up news conferences during the 11 o'clock my hour.
Yeah.
I had on lawmakers with me. I had on House Representative Chip Roy of the great state of Texas, border state, with me. And I had to keep thanking his good grace because we had to keep cutting away. The president was talking again. He was having another news conference. He knows how to own that moment. So all day long, he's had wins. Mondani had an important win today, but can he sustain that over time? I argue you can't do that with Andrew Cuomo. First of all, he's got too much baggage that involves women. Full stop.
Right.
Yeah, full stop.
Right.
I don't know the adjudication and all of that right off the top of my head. I can't remember who got what amount or whatever. Was there money? Did somebody get paid off? Was he found innocent or just not guilty? I don't remember. I just remember the number was higher than five women who alleged things against this governor, former governor. So he's coming back out with all of that. He didn't talk to young people. He didn't go on social media and meet people where they are. Like, I just don't think he's a candidate of 2025.
Yeah.
But that's just my humble opinion.
I think it's a great opinion.
Educated, but humble.
Yes, for certain. You know, I pay attention to President Trump. You know, he's speaking all of the time. The amount of time that he is the one who takes the questions, they fire him off at him. He said today in Florida at that press conference that he's kind of enjoyed his relationship with the press lately, that it's been good compared to the way it's been in the past. But I feel like he's actually, it's almost, I can almost choke on this saying out, because getting these words out, because from where he's come to where he is right now, I think that the American people look to Donald Trump and say, this guy knows what he's doing. And even if I have questions, the Republican Party is debating on a lot of issues, certainly today, even more so, but people trust him and they trust his leadership and his guidance that he knows what's best. And I think that having covered him for this long, it's really a wild ride to get to this point in 2025 where people look to him and say, we trust your vision.
Well, I mean, if you compare 160 days under anybody, this has been tremendous in terms of the volume of access to the president that the media have, the volume of news conferences and bilateral meetings and White House, Oval Office type of situations. Some rather explosive and things that we've never seen, like his, you know, in the White House bilateral with Zelensky. I mean, just think about all the world leaders who come in and just broken all the dishes on the floor. You know, I mean, it went south fast. I don't know if you're Canada. Were you happy after that? I don't know what your happiness looks like, but my goodness, he's ruined some folks' days just by being him.
Yeah.
He's not trying to play gotcha or be snookered or anything like that. I mean, he's not trying to play victim or king. He is just simply saying, you wanted to talk to me. You still haven't made a tariff deal with me. What do you want to talk about? Oh, let's talk about this. Oops. Person who's visiting wishes he hadn't picked that. I mean, I don't know that we've ever seen this kind of communication from not even Trump in his first term was like this.
Yeah.
So he came in with a vision, and this is inherently, I think, the answer to your previous question about, you know, will you see this in St. Louis? If he can infuse his ability to deliver and to make a copious argument to the American people by speaking so much to the media that they cover him, they don't just talk about him, they talk to him, which is different. They cover him. If he can do that and infuse some of that, you know, just supreme communicative ability that he has, communicative ability, I think Democrats are going to be sore for a long time. I don't know if messaging will even make up what they lack in policy and access. I mean, I think about the last few interviews of Joe Biden, including when he went on The View post-presidency and was trying to, remember he was with his wife and they were trying to hang on to his legacy and some of the books that started to come out about him. And it wasn't a glory time for the Bidens. Haven't seen him since.
Right. Yeah, I don't think that went well. I think the PR people were like, well, let's sit this one out for a little bit, certainly. Harris Faulkner.
But you would think maybe he could help his team play, but he can't.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's a demise that is interesting to watch. And you were mentioning this on your show, I think it was yesterday. Like, we hope that people stay focused and continue to push on that issue as well, because we deserve the truth. You do that every day on Fox News, and we love watching it. And we're always grateful when you have some time for us here. Harris Faulkner, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thanks for having me.
You bet.
Stay blessed.
Come back again. You as well. God bless you. Author of the number one New York Times bestseller, Faith Still Moves Mountains, Harris Faulkner, anchor and host of the Faulkner Focus and Outnumbered on Fox. I spend 2 hours with her pretty much every day. And always great to have her on for a couple minutes here on the Annie Fry Show. Quick break. We'll get Ryan back in here and we're going to sync up with Link Lauren at 1:30 on the show. Can't wait to have him on. He brings energy everywhere he goes, which is why we're like, come on the Annie Fry Show anytime you can. Link Lauren will be with us at 1:30. Make sure you're tuned in for that. And go give Harris Faulkner a thank you on X if you so choose. Tell her thanks for coming on to our little St. Louis radio station here. It's always great to speak with her. Stick around. We'll be right back.
This. Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.